Are we good? Okay, thank you. It's 6:30, so I will call the Plan Commission meeting to order. And first is roll call. Colada?
Present.
Dart is excused. Hanson?
Present.
Retzloff?
Present.
Rob?
Here.
And Caprud, present. And if I could have a motion to adopt the agenda, I do not believe there are any modifications, Trevor, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Looking for a motion?
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Nays? Approved? And we have the minutes from the September 22nd meeting. If everybody's had a chance to take a look at those. Are there any corrections that need to be made?
I had one on page 3, the fifth bullet down. I believe that's supposed to be summer of 2015.
Okay. Believe that's correct? Are there any other changes that need to be made? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
One other change on page 1, and I wasn't able to be at this meeting, but I don't believe that the updates, that Longview will be paved tomorrow.
Okay, so remove Longview.
It's not paved as of yet, so it's past tomorrow.
Any other modifications or updates to that? Hearing none. Can we have a motion to approve with those two corrections?
I'll make a motion to approve with corrections.
A motion to approve with the corrections. Is there a second?
I'll second.
And we have a second. Are there any, is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Trevor, do we have any announcements?
Just one. Both of the sod programs that the village board approved last month are getting up and going. So one is on Riverside Drive, is kind of tucked in behind a bar, I believe is what's there. And then the other one is the Webster Shelf, Webster Avenue Shelf, and they just begun today, so.
Just a question on both of those. Did the villagers, part of the application, did they take a picture of the before and after so they can see the difference? It might be a good idea to have somebody go out there and take a picture.
We did, yeah.
Okay.
That's part of the requirement on the facade application is.
Excellent.
Before pictures.
Then you can always justify it later on, or if it looks worse, then you have a real issue. So, okay, very good. Thank you.
And what was the name of the business on Riverside Drive?
It's Greg Emel, I believe is his name.
Okay.
He rents out the building to half of its storage and then half of it is a small trade shop.
Are there any other announcements?
And then if I could ask everyone, just be sure to speak into the microphone. Sherry couldn't make it tonight, and we are using our backup recording system because the village board is using the primary one for the budget meeting, so. Thanks.
Okay, and public appearances? Does not appear that we have anybody here. Moving on to number 6, approval of the cell tower ordinance. Can you go through this a little bit, Trevor?
Sure. Like I said at some of the previous meetings, this is something that came as a result of June 2013 legislation from the state. Basically, this ordinance, or this, the statute that this state legislator passed pretty much spells out the ordinance we're supposed to have for us. everything included in this ordinance that I worked with our attorney on. It pretty much asks the applicant for the most we can. We can't ask the person applying for the permit for any more information. The only thing we really have authority on is how much we want to have involved in the process from ourselves. So the ordinance that our attorney presented us with did not include Plan Commission Village Board review because it's not required in the statutes, but that's something that I know some of the Village Board members said they would like to see, so I included that in there. But I guess our hands are kind of tied with this ordinance.
Were there any changes made since from the document we looked at last month? I couldn't tell.
No, really, the village attorney and I, we changed it. I believe last month it had conditional use permit, and we changed it to the zoning permit. And that's just because we believe that going through the zoning permit would be a lot more time efficient than the conditional use. Conditional use is mandatory, and there is a 90-day review period that we are required to move through this process. And both the village attorney and I thought that going through a conditional use, which required a public hearing and everything, would be kind of cumbersome to meet that deadline in some instances.
So the zoning permit is something the building inspector would?
Correct.
Authorize without having to come before the commission, correct?
For class two co-location. So if they're just adding an additional antenna to an existing structure, that's just something that the building inspector can approve. If they're adding a complete new tower, or if they're adding a substantial modification to an existing tower, then they would come through the Plan Commission and Village Board.
So I'm sorry I missed last time. So anyone can come in with the tower and we just basically have to approve it, is that what it's saying? Or is there still that groundwork? What does the village need as far as coverage? It seems like we're at the mercy of whatever the providers want to give versus what do we need for our citizens as far as good reception?
Yeah, it really took a lot of home rule away from us. We can't really dictate. Before, we could dictate based on aesthetics or based on different zoning and everything, but now we can't. They could put a cell tower in a residential district and we really couldn't do much about it. So the only thing we could ask is that they look at an existing cell tower and placing an antenna on there, and then they have to provide us a sworn statement that wouldn't meet their needs. Sorry, bad news.
Well, I'm just wondering, does the village, in the past, and some of the trustees aren't on the board anymore, but they had talked about hotspots throughout the village, or if we do our TIF district, that maybe we'd, as technology increases, there might be additional need for more towers. But it seems like we're totally at the mercy of what they want to provide versus we don't have any good analysis that says, ooh, this part of the village has got better reception or coverage than another part of the village.
Right. I mean, we could always go out and solicit for that, but we can't really require it. Or kind of.
See, and in the past, we could ask for those kind of things. We could say, hey, show us what you have for your coverage map. And then, okay, wow.
Trevor, you mentioned that they could put a cell tower in a residential area.
That's correct.
What kind of scenario would allow that to happen? I mean, they would need to buy land, right? Or
that's
lease
correct.
Or rent land from a landowner. And why would anybody do that?
I mean,
I'm just thinking about the possibility of a cell tower going up in the corner of a of like a park or something, you know, where they just wanted to put one there and.
I guess if someone wanted the financial benefits that came along with it, but.
Yeah, because I know that that's money in your pocket if you, all those folks along the interstate that they rent those billboards, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure. I wouldn't want one in my backyard, but.
No, or my neighbors.
Right.
So I just was wondering if there's any, if they have any, I mean, it's not like they can, it's not like takings or anything where they can say, well, we need one here and we're gonna take this corner of the park.
Oh, no, yeah, they would still have to get their permission.
Somebody has to want to do it.
Right. And then they also have to meet the fall zone requirements.
Yeah, which might not be possible in a residential.
Correct.
Okay, thanks. I know I shouldn't be so paranoid. Just, you said residential.
On page three where it says zoning permit means a permit other than a building permit? Are you saying if it's a class two, they would fill out this permit application and not have to go any further? Or would they also be filling out a building permit in addition to this zoning permit?
They would have to do both.
They would, okay.
Just some comments on the permit application. It seems to make sense to me that the site information and the type of permit requested would be at the top of the information, and then the property owner and provider information lower than that. The site information and the type of permit would not be subject to change, but the property owner and the provider might change at some point in the future. So the more substantial information probably should be at the top for reference purposes. So.
Okay.
Does that include comments?
Yes, please.
I haven't read the state legislation thoroughly, but if this is in fact all we're permitted to do, I think that the legislation is flawed with respect to health, safety, and welfare. That the, you know, for instance, if a cell tower goes up in a residential neighborhood near houses, you know, certain winter storm conditions could cause ice to form on such a tower, that ice would fall, could penetrate a roof in a residential neighborhood. There's all kinds of reasons we wouldn't want to have such structures in certain zones based on the type of construction allowed there. So, it's.
Is the fall zone definition, does that mean if it's designed to collapse, is that downward, or if it tipped over, that if it's 100 feet tall, it's 100 feet away from a property line?
Plus some safety factor.
Okay.
So.
I'm not quite sure that's how they figure that.
Or if they build it to collapse on itself? I don't know.
I'm not 100% sure with all that goes into that. I know they do have to have some, what is that, guy cables? But I don't know.
If it falls onto itself, it could be very close to a property line.
Mm-hmm.
That way.
Or a structure.
Right.
So.
Okay. So you're looking for a recommendation for the village board?
Yes.
Okay. But there really aren't any changes that we can make to those.
Well, I can do the one Roger recommended with the application, but
okay.
That's correct, yeah.
And then on the back of the application, it says, in the event that this application is approved by the village board, I agree that my signature is not required. I've never seen anything like that.
I kind of took this from Barron County, Wisconsin. They had a similar application, and